Brandela?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula chimincha. Tati. Serura. Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. The letters of the month of Tevet. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, which is the astrological sign of Scorpio of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have the gematria of 72, which we all know connects us to the 72 names of God, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and also to the Sefirah of Chachma, which is wisdom. Kabel Rina Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamlin Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Hem Tacharem Brachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlin Betet Reish Tzaditat Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zochrei Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzaviyotav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Avon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei, We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, our current year. That energy is to bow with Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon. Vayitchal vayavo Tamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlabeb Leene Shute Levayivot Evre Miada. I forgot to say the L'shem Yichud, so we will say that now. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabri Hu, Ishkin Te, Bid Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu, Liachta, L'shem Yud, He, Bavad, He, Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. The second verse that has the energy connected to 5778 is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati Odiacha Va'avoni lo kisiti amarti odeh ale b'shaye l'adonai ohe wahe v'ata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy. The energy of the year is that of the goats. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, and the letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 known as the year of the pause also has two verses. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lahashib et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav Lehit Kadesh Me HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them or permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Beitu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Adki Beya Yohei Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, there are three verses that connect to its energy, which is swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyim, asher yitzabe sham mushavtem elai el nachon, v'halakti item v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alpei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanesa yoved rolav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now go and connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the name using the root vowel for each letter. Please join me. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka arkaheta. Ezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo 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 me la he hewa. Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa to me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za me he 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 me yo ha. Wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me he, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he te wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names in this chart. Name number 13, heaven on earth. Name number 14, farewell to arms, and name number 30, building bridges. These three names connect to the energy of the year 5778. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim we will connect to in the same manner with their root vowels. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, a, me, be, be, shi, la, yo, he, anu, a, ka, me, ta, he, he, yo, anu, da, la, he, we, la, he, wa, he, me, a, yo, tsa, la, me, re, he, he, yo, yo, he, me, me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he he, he wa, nu yo he he shi ya. Yo re ta shi ya he, re la yo wa wa me, la yo be, wa he re, yo yo za wa la he. He ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ka he wa da la ye wa yo. Hey yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta. Me la he, he a yo, nu ko me, yo re la. He be he, me za re, wa he be yo a he. A la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko. A la a, he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo a, he la yo me he me. In this chart, name number 30 is in the same location, the same letters, the same name, as the same Knox, the same name in the 72 names of God. Name number 30 has to do with building bridges, and it just reinforces the importance of trying to solve conflicts between people. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 18th day of Tevet, which started this evening at sundown, Rabbi Huna Bar Mar Zutra, Rab Svi Elimelech Shapira of Dinov, Rabbi Moshe of Korechkov, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Horowitz of Chenshin, Rabbi Moshe Shalchon of Jerba in Tunisia, Rabbi Mendel Geffner, Moshe Heller of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Aryeh Levish Haverstam. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, so our class tonight is a Zohar class. We can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that link opens up, it's a landing page for all of the names of the parashas. When we scroll down to the first book in the book of Shemot, the first parasha in the book of Shemot is named Shemot. And you click on that link, and then you can scroll down in the new link to chapter 5. We will start there at verse 24. Tilatainun dirakta dahyan shakinta me alma the garmin de diureya de kuchabarihu lahawe bi alma uvne nasha savit. Chin belaishtama kale yachon vayelen inun mandeshakir banaivta begin delet misavu takif bialma barbi savu denida masavu denida kasha. Mikol misavu ti almastav ihu vekoz yimit karvin behadeya yistavun imeya vekol atar de yazlin itzachyayo Shakin Tamin Kamayu. The translation. There are three kinds of people who reject the Shekhinah away from the world and prevent the dwelling of the Holy One, blessed be He, from inhabiting this world. And then people cry out in prayer, but their voices are not heard. They are one who lies with a menstruating woman, for there is no stronger impurity in the world like the impurity of the menstruation. The impurity of the menstruating woman is more severe than all the impurities of the world. He who does so becomes impure, and all who are close to him become impure with him. Wherever they go, the Shekhinah is repelled by them. My commentary. Why is the impurity of a menstruating woman the strongest impurity in the world? Is there something stronger? Absolutely, yes. Death is stronger. Yet we must realize that the impurity of menstruation is due to the death of the potential child that could have been drawn from that egg. Pasuk 25. Velo dela degarim marim bishim al garmeya de al hahu zara de yulid de kevan. Taik Rav Barnash Lagave Nidahu Misavu Kali Galar Alo Vaishta Arbikol Shafin Dilea Zara Diolid Behahu Shata Mishkin Alo Ruach misavu v'kol yomo yehe machbim tzavu v'habim yana v'yesodadi leya ihum bim tzavu rav v'takif mikol misava Pialma de miyad de kari varnash Legabe kitmida ahu misavu Gali galo dikti uti nidata alav. The translation. And in addition, he brings bad sicknesses upon himself and on the children that he will beget. As soon as a person comes near to a menstruating woman, that impurity leaps onto him and remains stuck in all his limbs. The children that he begets at that moment draw on the spirit of impurity, and all his days he will be in impurity, because the edifice and the foundation of the baby is greater and stronger than all the impurities of the world. And as soon as man comes up near to a menstruating woman, her impurity leaps on him, as it is written, and her menstrual flow be upon him. My commentary. The impurity of a menstruating woman has a great desire to expand, and that is why the language is leap upon him. Essentially, a woman is capable of handling this impurity while a man is not. Remember, there are a number of people who have been born to parents that did not respect this impurity issue. These people may actually be in the majority. How does one protect themselves from this particular issue? One controlling thoughts of lust when around a woman. One does not know if the woman around him are in the days of impurity. The strongest protection is the 11 verses from the Tanakh that start with a nun and end with a nun sofi. You can find that link on the unique astrological events times handout, or underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. And you'll scroll down about halfway, and it will believe the title is Protection from Negativity and Lashon Hara, or Ayin Hara, actually. But you'll find it up, that link on that page. Pasuk 26. Man deshakir bevatel nekar deayil berit kodesh veet kayama birshu achara diktiv uval bat el nekar betanenan leit kan kaikina kamekut shabarichu Barkina divrit kadisha dihu kayama dishma kayacha kadisha viraza uviraza dim hem nuta amakiti viyachel ha'am zinot El benot Moav miyad vayitchar Af Hashem b'Yisrael. The translation. One who lies with a daughter of a strange El, a Gentile woman, who inserts the sign of the Holy Covenant into another domain, as it is written, and has married the daughter of a strange El. We have learned that there is no jealousy before the Holy One, blessed be He, like the zeal for the covenant, which is the covenant of the Holy Name, and the secret of the faith. And it is written, and the people began to commit harlotry with the daughters of Moab, and immediately the anger of Hashem was kindled against Israel. My commentary. The modern world is quite out of step with Pasuk 26. Values in the Western world does not value the purity of the Brit. Doctors tell us it is unhealthy to not masturbate. women are very much oriented to birth control, which does lead to a greater amount of sexual play, especially in the college-age youth. Do not make the mistake that this is everyone, yet the culture has changed and is out of step with the pursuit. How should and do we in the spiritual path relate to this information in these current generations? I am unsure personally. I think the tools of the past will suffice to solve this dilemma. It is my intention to write a book for the bar and bat mitzvah age children that I hope will be acceptable to the women in our world. I will let you know when this book is complete. Pasuk 27. Pray she'amadi yadu v'li mihu piyadaihu itan shu b'kad beta diktiv kach et koresh rashe ha'am v'choka otam la'ashem neged ha'shamesh Rabbi Abba Amar, my neged ha-shamesh, neged ha-brit, v'yikre shemesh. V'yaleya itmar ki shemesh, umagan ha-shem elish Elohim, shemesh umagen. Gabarit Kadisha, Masha Shemesh Zarach Vianir, Al Alma Ofaki, Barit Kadisha, Zarach Vianir, Gufa de Barnash, Magain Magainiu, Liagana Aleya. Debarnash uhaki barit kadisha bagen aleya debarnash uman venatir leya leya iska bialma diakil mikral behadeya Bedahuk neged ha-shamesh. The translation. The leaders of the people who know this and do not protest are punished first. As it is written, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them up before Hashem against the sun. Rabbi Abba said, what is meant by against the sun? It means against the covenant that is called sun, of which it is said, for Hashem Elohim is a sun and shield. A sun and shield is the holy covenant, in the same way that the sun shines and illuminates the world. The holy covenant shines and illuminates the body of man. In the same way that a shield protects the man, so does the Holy Covenant protect the man. And there is no injury that can approach one who protects it. This is against the sun. My commentary. The first line of defense for a male is to guard the brit. The comment in Pasuk 25 is expressed for the majority of the Western world, the men that have not guarded their brit. Pasuk 28. Reshe ama yitafsun v'kol dara v'dara v'chovada iyadin v'lam kanin Nin leya begin de chovah da alayhu Tikana Aleya Iklitu Chabritu Behaibirit Mandiail Kadusha Dabirshuta Achara Aleya Kitivlo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Alpanai Lo Tishtachave Lachem Velo Tavdim Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Vekola Ki Nachada Biaditach Yayo Shakinta Mekameya Mandim Shaker Bivrit Kadisha Dechatim Bival Sareyo Biv Sareya Debarnash Keilu Mishaker Bishma Dekutcha Barifu Mandim Shaker Totama Bemalecha Mishaker Beya Mbalaka Leyat Leya Tolaka Bielaha Israel Ila Vefeyela Vetiuta Tadir. The translation. The leaders of the people are punished in every generation. If they know of this sin and are not zealous in guarding against it, it is incumbent upon them to be zealous in upholding their responsibility. For the Holy One, blessed be He, in this covenant against all who would bring this holiness in another domain. About this it is written, you shall have no other Elohim before me. Do not bow down to them and do not worship them. For I, Hashem, your Elohim, am a zealous El. And it is all the same zeal, either one who lies with a Gentile woman or one who worships idols. Therefore the Shekhinah is repelled by him. One who is false to the holy covenant that is sealed in the flesh of a man is as though he is false to the holy name. Because one who is false with the seal of the king, which is the holy covenant, is false to the king himself. Therefore, he does not have any part with the Elohim of Israel, unless it is through the power of constant repentance.
Ira.
My commentary. When it comes to the sin of Lashon Hara, there are many stories in Midrashim who explain how hard it is to call the words and to do teshuvah. With respect to a man's sperm, these are good metaphors to understand the issue. Many are aware of the story of the man who came to this rabbi and asked how to do teshuvah on Lashon Hara. He was told to empty the feathers of his pillow on the roof of the building in a high wind, then to go find each and every feather from that pillow. Now substitute sperm for the feather. Also realize this applies to each every time one dripped or spurted sperm. Remember, every sperm has a soul attached to it, a soul that does not want to return to the klipot, the negative system. All of these souls are potential children, and they were not brought into the world. they potentially were brought in, are capable of you bringing them into the world. So you can start to and begin to understand the chaos that these souls have in mind for you. And as the Zohar says, only constant repentance will prevail. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Yose patach v'amar v'yishkehu et Hashem Eloheichem v'gomer v'yasvu et Hashem My vayishkehu vayazlu tedachu minayhu berit kayama kadisha havo chazrin v'laparin adiatat tevora umdivat V'hai l'kol Yisrael Kima diktiv Pifroa Peraot V'Yisrael B'chit nadev Ambaratu Hashem. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion saying, and when they forgot Hashem their Elohim, and they forsook Hashem, and he asked, what is it, and when they forgot and they forsook, and he answers, they repelled from themselves the Holy Covenant. They circumcised, but did not uncover, until Deborah came and offered this, by introducing Priya, uncovering of the corona, throughout Israel, as it says, in time of tumultuous strife, the Hebrew word is preot, in Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves, praise Hashem. My commentary. The Brit Milah consists of three components. One is cutting the foreskin. Another is the priyah, is splitting of the corona into two parts. The last includes removing a drop of blood with the mouth of the father or his designate. There are many people who live in the Western world who do not know if their circumcision is kosher, according to this standard described above. I personally did not know and needed to undergo a second circumcision to be sure. I recommend this to most men today. The blood and removal also has been under attack these past 20 years due to the scientific discussion regarding the spreading of herpes and HIV as well as other diseases. Pasuk 30. Man dekatil bino hahu ovara gamita bra itea begarim lekata la leya bamiyatha desatir binyana Tekucha barichu v'umanuta dileya itvan dekatil barnash v'hai katil banu. The translation. One who slays his children, meaning the embryo that his wife conceived, by having intercourse with her on the 90th day of conception, which she slays the embryo and causes it to be killed in her belly, or he does some action that causes her to abort the embryo, he thus demolishes the building of the Holy One, blessed be he, and his craft. There are people who slay a person, and such a one slays his children. My commentary. How does one know the 90th day of conception? Only Hashem, and probably his wife, knows. Is there an issue of slaying one's children if the woman is practicing birth control? This question has been discussed as well by the rabbis. This is why it is recommended that with the women decide about birth control and also not inform their husband about the decision. Again, this tends to go against the modern custom, as I understand it. Pasuk 31. Tila ta bishin ave dikol alma la yakil mispal yalda alma mit mogga ze'er vela yadila Viku chabarihu istal lik me alma vichar ba vichafna umotana achan al alma vihilein I nun katil libino satir binyana demalka Deheyo shakinta diazla umshat ha bialma vilayish kahat naicha viali lane rucha de kucha bari bahya vialma itan vikohane Deinin vavi vahu barnash vavi leya tav leya delayit barire be alma. The translation. The three evils done, as explained, the whole world cannot bear. Therefore, the world deteriorates little by little, although it is not known how it comes about. The Holy One, blessed be He, removes Himself from the world, and destruction and famine and death come to the world. These are the three evils. He slays His children. He demolishes the structure of the King. Namely, he stops conception, which is the structure of the Holy One, blessed be he. And he repels the Shekhinah, who roves in the world but cannot find no rest. For these evils, the Holy Spirit weeps, and the world is judged. Woe to that man, woe to him. Better that he was not created in the world. My commentary. Does more need to be said? The issue is, for a spiritual person, do you accept the word of the Torah? When it comes to this discussion, many spiritual people plead in ignorance. Yet ignorance is not an excuse under the law of the Torah. The written Torah has been revealed and is available for all to know. Pasuk 32. Zakaini nun Yisrael dia agida hawu begaluta Demitraim istamaru Nikol hane tilata Minida umibat El nekar umik tuol Zaravishta dalu Befarchem hesya Befirya Urdiya Diafalgaz Digazera Eat Gazrat Kol Behaben Hayilond Elod Hayara Ashlithu La Ashkatekach Bene Hom Mandekatil Ovada Ovara Bimata Bimaha Vita Kashin Livatar Viskuta Da Nafku Yisrael Min Galuta. The translation. Fortunate are Israel. Even though they were exiled in Egypt, they were guarded against all these three. From the impurity of menstruation, from the daughters of a foreign deities, and from killing the children. They attempted actions in public to awaken the state of being fruitful and multiplying. They attempted actions in public to awaken the state of being fruitful and multiplying. As he says further, even though it was decreed that every son that is born you shall cast into the river, there was not found among them a person who would kill an embryo in the stomach of a woman, all the more so after birth. Through this merit, Israel went out of exile. My commentary. Do you realize that this pasuk is explaining how to bring Mashiach and why it has not yet happened? Pasuk 33. Medina titane rabbi chiyayo my diktiv vayash et hakirayor nechoshet ve'et kamo nechoshet bemarot Betzova ot mifnei mazahu nashin lechai begin diista maru gar maihu begaluta demitzrayim dilvatar veit dachyan avo atyan mitkashtan Mimista kalan b'mar yah Pivalaehon umo aran Lon b'piria urdiya. The translation. They guarded themselves in Egypt from the impurity of menstruation. For Rabbi Shia taught, what is the verse? And he made the laver of brass and its pedestals of brass of the mirrors of the women assembling. Why did the women merit this? To bring the mirrors to the tabernacle. Because they guarded themselves in the exile in Egypt. So that after they became purified from the impurity of their menstruation, they came and adorned themselves and looked in the mirror of their husbands and aroused them to be fruitful and multiplying. So they were guarded against the impurity of menstruation in the exile of Egypt. My commentary. This verse is clear as written, yet it begs the question, are women willing to follow these practices today? Many Orthodox women do, and many do not. Yet what about women from other groups of the children of Israel? Many of the students of Kabbalah that I teach do not have this issue, since they no longer menstruate. Yet that does not eliminate the responsibility to be prepared to answer this question from other women who do menstruate and are not knowledgeable. Pasuk 34. Nibat el ne'ekar diktiv yatu kol tzivot Hashem v'gomer uktiv shivte ya edut d'Yisrael edut v'Yisrael v'da v'ele shemot v'dei Yisrael. Shivte b'nei Yisrael, divarel b'nei Yisrael. The translation. They were guarded in Egypt from the daughters of a foreign el, meaning foreign women. As it is written, all the hosts of Hashem left, and the tribes of Yah as a testimony to Israel. Assuredly, for there is no mixture of a foreign nation, as written, these are the names of the children of Israel. The tribes of the children of Israel speak to the children of Israel. All this points out that there is no foreign mixture within them. My commentary. In the Zohar, there is a description about the Exodus at Marah, the bitter place. And this is described as a mikveh and a cleansing that proved there was no mixture and no other issues in the 12 tribes that left Egypt. And this will be discussed in its appropriate time and place. Pasuk 35. Ve'itema ve'hakiti ve'hu ben ish mitzri ha'vadai chad hava upir semo karadikti ve'ho uvne Yisrael paru Vayisritzu vayirbu ikomer umi ko hane. Istamaru Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael alu, b'nei Yisrael nafku, ahidiktiv v'yid eileh. Shamot b'nei Yisrael l'gomer. The translation. You may ask why it is written, and he was the son of an Egyptian man. And he answers, certainly there was one, and the verse made him known as written, and he was the son of an Egyptian man, and his mother's name was Shilomit, the daughter of Divri, of the tribe of Dan. They were observant in Egypt to fulfill being fruitful and multiplying, as it is written, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. Assuredly, the children of Israel were guarded in Egypt from all these, the impurity of menstruation, the foreign women, and from killing children. Therefore, the children of Israel came into Egypt, and the children of Israel went out to freedom. And it is written, and these are the names of the children of Israel who came, because came signifies not to settle, but rather that they would go out from there. And this is through the merit of observing the three things mentioned above. My commentary. Shilomit was raped, and thus this one person was not considered a member of any tribe, since his father did not come with the tribe of the children of Israel. Yet he was treated with respect, even if he did not treat others respectfully. as was described in the book of Vayikra. That is the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock West Coast time, 10 o'clock Eastern, we will continue our studies of the Psalms as part of the Tanit Dibur for the Shavuvim period. And then Motzi Shabbat at 6 p.m. West Coast time, we will all meet for Havdalah on the conference call. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayera. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tuv to all. Did I lose you all?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very much.
Welcome.